You know, I was walking off the field today after we won with one of the defensive players, and he said, "Coach, that was a great team win today." And I agree with him. You know, we did a lot of good foot things as a football team. We didn't commit penalties. We didn't beat ourselves. We made plays when we had the opportunities. You know, starting out of the gate with the 13 play drive, 93 yards, go score a touchdown. You know, they get the onside kick to start the second half, and Brian Robinson gets a strip sack, and we get the ball back. We scored touchdowns, and we had the opportunity to get in the red zone. When we got in the red zone today, we converted third downs. I thought Teddy played well, and my mom's got to keep coming back because she's undefeated when we're here. So, questions?
Who was the defender that you were walking off the field with, and you said you had that conversation?
Just a guy.
Speaking of Teddy, what have you seen in him of late, maybe you didn't see earlier, as far as his progressions go, recognizing things on the field, everything that's going on with him? Is the game slowing down for him a little bit? What are you seeing with him?
No, not really that. I think he just maybe feels a lot more comfortable with the things that we're doing now. I think we're starting to settle into a kind of who we are. I think he's always seen things good, but you know, we need him and the receivers, and I know the receivers get frustrated throughout the year, but everybody loads up like they did today. They're blitzing almost every down to stop the run. Guys jumping in gaps, guys jumping outside. So when he can be effective like that, and we can continue to move the ball at third downs, get it in third down situations, you know, it was a big catch by Jarius early in the ball game, big catch by Kyle early in the ball game to convert third downs. So when we do things like that, we're a pretty good football team. And defensively, going back, you know, we had a lot of guys out again today, and this team they got some fight to them now. You know, guys step up, and the expectations don't change for whoever goes in there. We expect them to go in and perform. Hopefully, we'll get those guys back here next Sunday night. But I'm proud of the way this team fights. They're a bunch of fighters.
I lost Arizona. You lost, but you played so well. And how much did that kind of help in this game or whatever?
You know, really, Chris, when teams believe, you know, they believe, everybody in the world thought we were going to get killed by Arizona, and we went out there and we played and fought. And sometimes you have to have something that happens within your football team that you can believe. You can believe these young guys that go in there play good. You can believe that no matter how much we're up against the wall, that we can continue to fight. And that was kind of my message all week long. This is the team that we have to be. This is who we are. We have to play we have to prepare with the same focus. And I was on the rear ends pretty hard this week. We have to focus. We have to play with the mentality. You know, I told them, you know, somebody texted me after the game last week and said, "Now that was playoff football." And, you know, when you watch guys go out and you watch them go play mean, that's what we need to do.
Looked like both your offensive and defensive line set the tone early in this thing.
Yeah, I thought they did really good. You know, the defensive line, honestly, has been played really well all year long. You know, we've had a lot of guys banged up and beat up in the back end and the linebackers, and so it's important that group, and I've always said I want the offensive and defensive lines to kind of be the mentality of this organization, this football team. I thought we played a lot better today. They're probably tired of hearing me all week long, but I'm proud of them today.
Teddy, might have had his worst game of the year in Seattle. He might have had two most productive games since then. Was that just – is that game plan, him, mechanics? What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. He'll be up here in a minute. You can ask him. I think I probably won't either. I think he's improved in some things that we've talked about, and You know, this is the time of year when teams become great, when you get to the finish line and you start seeing what you the opportunities that you have in front of us. And this kid's a winner, and you know, it's not perfect all the time, but he is a winner. You know, the scramble he had was a big scramble. So it could be a combination of a lot of things, honestly.
I mean, there was a time last year when you guys really worked on his mechanics in season. Have you had to do that this year?
We've done it this year some too, yeah.
What was the concern level about Adrian Peterson when he hurt his ankle, and is it any big deal? I mean, obviously he returned, and what did you think of his performance, just all of this overall?
I love his performance. I'm glad he's on my football team. I know it's hard to run into 11 guys, but, you know, I was watching something on TV last night, and the thing is they talk about this is such a great team game because one guy can't beat 11. You need 11 guys on that. And, you know, he's facing a lot of guys up in there. And that's why we need guys like Teddy and guys like Mike Wallace and guys like Jarius and Diggs to come make some plays for us, and Kyle Rudolph and the offensive line as well.
Speaking of run by Teddy, what are you thinking when your quarterback's trying to go over a guy at the goal line?
That's what I think.
You don't hold your breath at all?
Nah. He's a young guy.
Jared McKinnon took advantage of his playing time today and showed a lot of the yards after catch.
Yeah, and I actually walked up to Jared before the game today, and I said, Jared, you're going to have a big game. You know, he had a good week of practice. He had opportunities that he had chances to make plays. We involved him probably a little bit more this week in the game plan. And he's a good player. He's a good kid. He's a great player. He's a tough guy. I like the way he runs. Asiata ran good at the end as well. So those, you know, we have great kids with some ability.
Do you think that strip sack by Brian Robinson was potentially a game changer after they got the onside kick?
Well, it was definitely a momentum changer because when, you know, we're beating them pretty decently at that time, and then they get the onside kick, and it's like, what the heck is going on here? And, you know, and then for him to come in, they had a little bit, I think they had a couple first downs or something, and then for him to get that, it was big, very big.
You're able to get some pressure from the interior of that defensive line. How'd you evaluate how Sharif and Tom Johnson played?
You know, it's really hard. I know we had 5 sacks, and I know that we had him under duress at times. I think Hunter did some good things. It's really hard for me to evaluate a lot of overall things when I'm just trying to hold on to my rear end most of the time.
Is this what the ideal Teddy Bridgewater game looks like? Not any huge plays, but just a lot of errant down, a lot of big chunks.
I don't know. That first touchdown he threw to Diggs was pretty big. You know, he read the coverage, they were man coverage. He knew that he had that. And actually, he heard Scott on the say, you know, when they lined up, he said he might have the 9 route, and he threw it in there. I don't think that there is an ideal game for Teddy Bridgewater. I think winning is ideal for him.
What's it mean to get Diggs going again in somewhat of a similar fashion as he did in those first 4 games in which he played?
Each week is, I keep saying this, and each week is different. You know, sometimes he gets the opportunity, sometimes it's Rudolph. I think the more that we spread the ball around, the more it opens up for other guys. And, you know, it's the same thing defensively. You know, the more things guys can do and more chances they get, and more they get. But that's why I like this team. This is a good team. It's not, you know, it's not, and they fight as a team.
It seemed like any time you guys needed a big play, your defense was able to come up with a sack. I mean, is this kind of the kind of impact we haven't seen for a while from up front, at least in terms of the pass rush hitting home?
Yeah, it was the best we've rushed in a while. Some of it was scheme, some of it was pressure, some of it was, I mean, guys, you know, we beat guys today, and that's good, but we, you know, that's what we got to continue to do. We need to play aggressive defensively in order to win football games. You know, you go back and you think about some of the games we won early in the year and we were aggressive. We need to be an aggressive football team.
Neil Hunter got quite a bit of time today. Was that
him coming on as a rookie, or is that Everson kind of recovering, a combination?
A little of both.
Everson was we wanted to use Everson more in passing situations today if we could, so Hunter was getting a lot more reps.
Got Chicago to jump off sides a number of times, sort of like the St. Louis game a few weeks back. Is that just a function of the hard count working?
Yeah, Teddy's pretty good at it.
And we jumped off sides on the goal line, so that was not good. But. Okay, thank you.